Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Our friends at Bud Light bring you this portion of the program. Bud Light, they've been with us a long time, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, later tonight, about 7:30-ish, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. We got some Facebook Live coming up from the wagon wheel this evening. So if you want to participate in that, go follow us at facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And you can participate in that. We're going to have some fun times tonight. We always do. And it's just kind of a free-for-all. It's not only sports questions, it's anything. So we'll get into that coming up later on tonight. And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. The head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, just met with the media. Some good news, some injury updates. And it's good to hear that some guys may be returning to the field sooner rather than later. This is the Q&A between the media and Matt LaFleur just moments ago. There you go, Matt LaFleur, his presser. Some good news today when you talk about injuries and such and guys starting to come back. So it's nice to hear that they're going to start getting some guys back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. If you're looking to shed some weight as well, they can help you out there. Don't forget, do what I did and just give them a call. It's 414-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. And they can help you out. All you have to do is give them a buzz. But they can't help you if you don't call. It's one number for all their locations. Again, 414-455-4451, and they really do help you out. So give them a shout. Up next, our friend of the show, we're going to talk with Stacy Dales of the NFL Network next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Glad you're back with us. We always appreciate you being here. And thanks to some of our fine sponsors who always help us out. And hopefully the Packers are there, but our Super Bowl coverage is here. Epoxy Flooring Done Right, Sean and the gang. They do so many good things all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders as well. From Green Bay to Racine, everything in between. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. If you're looking for a new floor for a home, a business, showroom, or industrial, they can do it all. Also, say hi to Joette and the great staff out in Waukesha. Nice Ash Cigar Bar. Great place. Was there last week just to stop in and say hello. They had some nice music in there. And they do all their social distancing there as well, but it's a tremendous place and very unique to itself. So if you're looking for a good place to go, Nice Ash Cigar Bar out there in downtown Waukesha. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Stacy Dales, the NFL Network, friend of the show, joining us for a couple of minutes. Stacy, how you been?
Week to week, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. You know what? If you get quarantined, you got your great dogs to hang out with. I see your pictures all the time.
Yeah, they're pretty obsessed with me, especially in the quarantine. But football has happened, so like I said, we're week to week.
Yeah. So I want to start out talking about your opinion about the Packers thus far. When the Packers started off 4-0, they were considered the best team in the league. They were a Super Bowl favorite. They get beat up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and then redeem themselves last week. Where do you stand right now on the Packers?
Well, I think they're the best team in the NFC North right now. The Bears have to prove themselves offensively. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. You know, there's been injuries, of course. And then I look at the record. Any win in the NFL, in my estimation, Bill, is important. It's hard to do, especially in a pandemic. I mean, come on. But, you know, wins against an ailing Minnesota team to kick off that 4-0 record. Detroit, New Orleans is a good team. They're getting better. But then Atlanta before the bye. So I think the Bucs really tested them. And now you've got Minnesota again coming up after Houston last week. So I like the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are playing at the highest level at their positions respectively in the league right now. And Devontae Adams is continuing to prove why he should be in the conversation as the best receiver in the National Football League. So, you know, but let's see. Let's get healthy with that secondary and clean up a little bit of the pass defense.
Yeah, that's once the secondary gets healthy, Kevin King comes back. Kirksey apparently back at practice. You've also got Alan Lazard, who's practicing now, so maybe they get him back sooner rather than later. They get back to full strength. It certainly seems like some of the holes, or at least the depth, is not a scarcity. Now I want to look. You had mentioned Chicago. Chicago's offense is just buck. I don't even know how else to put it. Their defense is for real, but their offense is just painful at times to watch. So where are the Bears in all of this?
Yeah, and none of us can wait until week 12, right, when they'll see
right?
the Packers see each other the first time. Goodness, I was just on a Zoom call with Matt Nagy, their coach, and Nick Foles as I'm covering the Saints game this week in Chicago. And, you know, Foles is continuing to implore patience because they have never called plays together. They've known each other over the years, but they've never had that dynamic as not just the head coach, but the play caller with the quarterback. And, you know, you have a quarterback in Nick Foles who joins the team in an offseason that is as precarious, Bill, as you understand it to be and we understand it to be. He moves here from the South with his wife and newborn, and now he's in a quarterback competition with Mitch Trubisky, who wins it. So it's not like, hey, flip the switch on and let's go guns blazing, right? It's going to take time, and that's what they're sticking to. That's the mantra. Monday Night Football was ugly. They know it was ugly. And, you know, hopefully they can give this Bears defense a breath, because the Bears have actually given up a chunk of big plays. They've been the best defense in the red area this year. They keep you out of the end zone, but they are gassed when you can keep the chains going as the opposition. And, you know, as well as I do, Aaron Rodgers can do that. So we'll see, you know, how they evolve until we see them in week 12.
You'd mentioned some of the best teams in the NFC. Obviously, the Buccaneers are in that conversation. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are in that conversation. Some of these teams starting to hedge their bets with trades, trying to bring in guys, trying to catch lightning in a bottle. The Packers sitting back right now. We know they were in the conversation for Ertz before he got hurt. Now Will Fuller is a possibility. Do you feel with everything that we've seen out of Aaron Rodgers, this offense and such, that it's time to kind of go for it, try to push a few more chips to the middle of the table while this NFC is so even keel near the top?
I don't know. I'm not Brian Gutekunst, Bill. I don't profess to know, you know, what it's like to be in their minds. Would I like to see just like an extraordinary playmaker on every team? Yeah. So am I thrilled about Antonio Brown going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Very conflicted because of who he's been as a person. You know, I believe everybody should get, you know, second, even third chances, fourth chances. But some of the behavior previously has been suspect to the point, how do you support that? But my point being, the Buccaneers added a playmaker that Tom Brady wanted. And so if I had Aaron Rodgers on my roster, the way that he's playing, he's smashing his own numbers. I mean, he's back to the 2014 MVP caliber. He and Russell, like I said, playing the best at their positions in the league right now. I mean, I would say, Aaron, what do you think? Is there anything that interests you?
Right.
I mean, we have all these conversations about, well, now that they brought in Jordan Love, is he going to be there? They didn't draft a receiver. I think he and Devontae Adams are playing with such a residing chip on their shoulders. And now people are saying he's not going to end up a Green Bay Packer. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a sensation. I personally, if I were on that staff and I were in personnel, I would go to him and say, anything interests you on this list right here?
We've got good teams. You'd mentioned the NFC. The West is fantastic with the Seattle Seahawks at 5-1, the Cardinals and the Rams at both 5-2, and San Francisco now above at 4-3. That's going to be the next real tough test for the Packers on the docket. At least we assume so. So tell me a little bit about that NFC West, because I really believe Seattle. I love Arizona. I just don't know if they're ready to take over the command of the division. I know the Rams have been there, done that only a year removed, but San Francisco is a year, or really just an offseason removed from being in a Super Bowl. Are they ready to kind of climb back near the top? And if the Packers go on the road and get a win out there, is that then that signature win that we're looking for as Packers fans?
I think that division's really tough. Might be the best in the NFC. I like the Rams because of what they do defensively, as we just saw on Monday Night Football against the Bears. The Seahawks give up chunks of yardage. I mean, you're going into a game, if I'm playing Russell Wilson, and it's going to be a shootout. I mean, what he's doing offensively is extraordinary. Arizona is continuing to improve. And then, like you said, Bill, San Francisco's at the bottom of the docket there. That division continues to fascinate me. It goes down to the wire every year through 17 weeks and 16 games. And as you know, the Packers have struggled a little bit as they've headed west. So for me, it will be a big win. If they can go to San Francisco in week 9 after they get through the Vikings, which could be a at home, a blood fest of sorts. I mean, that's a team that's just trying to improve and keep their head above water. And, you know, so once the Packers get through that game, I will be fascinated to watch that San Francisco game and see how they fare, not only just traveling, but against, you know, a team that got the better of them twice last year.
Before I let you go, the team that nobody talks about, the only undefeated team in the league, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben is back and comfortable. It seems like Mike Tomlin just figures out a way to rally these guys every year. Tell me about the Steelers, because I don't get a chance to see them nearly enough, and I find them completely fascinating at this point.
I think I'm with you. I like the blue-collar element of every single thing that they do. I think that Ben Roethlisberger is healthy for the first time fully in a long time. He's got great freedom within, you know, what they want to do. They're going to try to run the football. They're going to take what the defense gives. Their offensive line is outstanding. James Conner is what he is at the running back position. You know, I think their defense, though, you've got to have both in this league. And if you don't, you get exposed. And when you have a player like T.J. Watt in the middle who affects so much of what they do. I mean, if you look at his numbers, the way he affects every level of the defense and what an offense has to decide to do, I mean, he's outstanding. And, of course, you've got, you know, a fantastic secondary with Micah Fitzpatrick and then Cam Hayward up front. This is a really complete Bills football team. And so they have been impressive. And, you know, we'll have their eye on them until they get tested. But, that division's tough as well.
Yeah, them, Baltimore, Kansas City, obviously Tennessee. I want to see how they're going to fare. But that's the AFC is as powerful as I can remember in a long time, short of the black and blue division of the AFC North. So, Stacy, it's always great to talk to you. Stay safe down there in Chicago. Love seeing the dog run around when you're trying to do live shots. So, you know my heart's with the animals. So, we'll talk again soon, okay?
My pleasure. Always awesome to join you, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. That is Stacy Dales. Love having her on the NFL Network. A wealth of knowledge, always good. Traveling around all the time. Been with the NFL Network for years and years. You can find her on Twitter at Stacy Dales. A good follow there as well. She was doing a live shot the other day. They were going on the Zoom calls, and she was doing a live shot, and all of a sudden she had to stop because her dog just ran behind her, and I don't know what he was doing, but he was just going crazy, just like I got to go out, something, you know. And so she literally had to say, I got to stop. You're going to have to go to something else. I got to take care of the dog. So Stacy Dales, the NFL Network reporter, joining us a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 85 years plus they've been doing it. If you're looking for a new career, a job at this point, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjob.com. What's for dinner? Are you thinking about something tonight that's good, maybe just easy? How about beef stroganoff? Pork chops? Stuffing? Potatoes? Gravy? How about that? Turkey, same thing. Potatoes, gravy. Chicken Alfredo. Okay. Fettuccine Alfredo, you're good to go. Look, Quick Trip, they've got you covered. Believe it or not, they have take-home meals. They prepare them fresh in their kitchen, package them up, stick them in the stores, and they're there that day, ready to heat and eat. All you got to do is go pick them up. Use your Quick Rewards card. You can get all kinds of goodies back on the Quick Rewards card as well. But Quick Trip, when you say, what's for dinner tonight? Quick Trip, they have got you covered. Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst for Pro Football Focus. You're going to hear his thoughts on the Green Bay Packers, on the wide receiving core, on Aaron Rodgers, all of that analytically coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Coming up tonight, about 7:30-ish, make sure you're paying attention to it if you want to be a participant. Tonight, we're going to be doing some Facebook Live. We've been doing this twice a week, actually, for the last couple of weeks. We always do it right before we do the huddle on Thursdays, but tonight, going to do kind of a Q&A, open to anything. So all you got to do is find us at facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And just like us there. If you like us, go and like the page. Then when the Facebook Live stuff pops up, it'll pop up on your feed. And we love it. We love the interaction. I love the interaction. So if you got emails or such, I'll try to print some out tonight, talk about them a little bit. And if you got questions, pretty much anything goes, you know. So we'll try to do some stuff tonight, live coming up tonight. It's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Unquestionably good, by the way. Cranberry, grapefruit, pineapple, and strawberry flavors. They got them all. Go to BudLight.com. That's BudLight.com. I am in the transition, by the way, at the Wagon Wheel, which is where we do this because we can't actually go into bars. But when I bought the house, one of the things I wanted was a bar. It looks like a bar, not like a house bar. And got that. So I'm in the transition. I'm getting rid of the foosball table. So that's going out today. But bringing in some other things coming up tonight. And, you know, we'll give you a look around a little bit, I guess. If you got some voyeurism in you, then maybe that's another reason to watch. Who knows? Steve Palazzolo, he is with Pro Football Focus. He is the senior, by the way, analyst at Pro Football Focus. You can find him on Twitter at @PFF_Steve. And I guess the first question really is, how good are these Green Bay Packers?
Well, I mean, yeah, they've been aided a little bit by the schedule, but I've been impressed. You know, I think, you know, we spent all offseason, you know, myself included, with you talking about no weapons for Aaron Rodgers and how they built the team and all that stuff. But I think they've offset that a little bit by stylistically, you know, scheming it up a lot better than they did last year and using motion and all these different ways that they've been trying to win around the edges and essentially extracting that elite play back out of Aaron Rodgers again outside of the one game. So, I've been impressed with how they've worked the roster, how they've used players offensively, scheming them open. And of course, you have games like Devontae dominating, which also helps as well. So offensively, they're better than expected. Defensively, I think they're like every other team in the NFL. There's like three good defenses, and the rest are, you know, week to week. Who the heck knows? So I think that's a fair assessment. They've got an offense that can compete and a defense that you just don't know what you're going to get on a weekly basis.
Devontae Adams, you'd mentioned him. We were talking about this earlier today. What does he have to do to be considered one of the best, if not the best, wideout in football? Now, I think DeAndre Hopkins is absolutely tremendous, and I think there's another level of wide receiver after that. I think Devontae kind of falls into that category. Where would you put him right now when you talk about some of the better receivers in the league?
I mean, the way he's playing, he's right there near the top. He's actually second in our overall grades, right behind Justin Jefferson from the Vikings, the rookie who's been just spectacular, but on, you know, a bit of a smaller sample size. But I think Devontae's right up there near the top. You know, I think the most important thing for a receiver is getting open, you know, and you see his releases at the line of scrimmage, his shiftiness in and out of routes, his knowledge of how to get open and setting up defenders. I mean, that's what you want, right? That's what a quarterback wants. He doesn't want to have to throw contested passes all the time. He likes open receivers. So Adams does that as well as anybody. So I think he is right up there in that top three conversation, especially as Julio Jones maybe drops off a little bit, battles some injuries. You know, Devontae's right up there near the top.
Jamal Williams this past weekend got the start. Aaron Jones was unable to play because of a calf injury. Give us the thoughts on Jamal Williams, because we keep talking. Every time these two guys touch the ball, they seem to make themselves money coming up on contract situations. So give us the thoughts on Jamal Williams. I don't know if he's going to be a number one guy in many organizations, but he's certainly bolstering his case for being the two and a really good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I like the way Williams has run the ball this year. I think he's looked a little, you know, crisp, a little bit quicker in general. They've done some things with him in the past game that I, you know, wasn't really expecting. So I've been impressed so far. You know, he's got, you know, the 17 catches, but, I've been impressed with, again, how he's been used and what he's been able to do as far as, you know, making people miss this year compared to other years. So, yeah, he's a solid player. And, you know, the running back markets are never that strong because teams don't want to invest in them. But I think Williams is certainly aiding his case with, you know, the way he's played this year.
The rest of the, we'll say the weapons that Aaron Rodgers has, Robert Tonyan, you got Mercedes Lewis, Jay Sternberger, the tight end position, Malik Taylor, and you go through this whole list of guys that he's had to throw to. One of the guys that's, I guess, we've always been waiting to emerge is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. But talk about, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers and the way he's using the guys, the weapons, if you will, around him. I don't know if I'd say they have the best set of weapons or grouping of weapons for Aaron Rodgers, but it certainly seems like they're deep, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk about weapons in the NFL, it's as much about skill sets as anything. So you have a Devontae who can do it all, and he's a true number one, and like I said, gets open. But when you have a Valdes-Scantling who has that speed and the ability to get behind the defense, you use him in that role. You know, if you tried to make him a high-volume Devontae Adams type of receiver, it's probably not going to work out well. He doesn't have the hands for it. Doesn't have the route running for it. But, you know, they've used him, you know, to create those big plays. He should have even more big plays if he, you know, he dropped what should have been, a 60-yarder or something week one. Has four drops on the season. But I think they're using Valdes-Scantling in a good way to try to create those chunk plays. Alan Lazard, when he's healthy, is out there, you know, kind of in that vertical role as well. They use Robert Tonyan well in the middle of the field. So I just think they've deployed guys who maybe don't have the name value, but deployed them in a way that, you know, plays to their skill sets. And I think that's a big part of why the Packers offense has had so much success.
We're talking with Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. The rest of the division, the Bears obviously did not have a good game offensively against the Rams the other night. Some people look at them as kind of a, you know, paper tiger at this point. I don't know what to make of their offense. I continually look at it and figure that sometimes I just can't question, or I can question the play calling as to how they run things. But where is this Bears team in your opinion right now?
I think their record's a little bit of fool's gold. I mean, they had a ridiculous comeback against the Lions in week one, a ridiculous comeback against the Falcons. You know, they snuck by the Bucs on Thursday Night Football in a weird game. You know, the fact that they lost the other night the way they did against the Rams, I thought was kind of, you know, expected at some point that they were just going to fall back down to earth. I still think that they will. The thing that the Bears do, you know, they play tough defense that'll keep you in games. But I think Nick Foles is just so inconsistent week to week, and he hasn't had those high peaks. You know, when you sign a Nick Foles, it's with hopes that you have those peaks that he's had during his career, including the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl back in 2017. And he hasn't had those. He's just been, you know, a bottom tier starter, much like Mitchell Trubisky has been. So I think the Bears are limited going forward. They'll just be one of those tough teams that stay close and kind of hope that Nick Foles can put together, you know, or string together some of those high end games that he's capable of.
Packers have the Vikings coming in this weekend. What about the Vikings? This is a team that many people thought was going to be vying for the top spot in the division, and it has been. They've had obviously injuries and such, and some guys like Danielle Hunter out for the season. They've traded some guys away, but where is this Vikings team right now? Kirk Cousins not having a good year either.
Yeah, I think with the Vikings, they were in a weird spot where they were half rebuilding, but also bringing back a veteran like Cousins. With some decent talent offensively to compete. So ultimately the defense has let them down because they're relying so much on youth and the Danielle Hunter injury, as you mentioned. They can't rush the passer well at all. They've got nobody getting after the quarterback. They just traded Yannick Ngakoue, the only guy that could actually get after the quarterback with some level of efficiency. So, I think that's part of the big issue is they were so veteran heavy just a couple of years ago. Top-end defense. They've slowly been depleted on that side of the ball. And then offensively, I think the offense will make them much more competitive for the rest of the season. I think Cousins will be good enough. And you've got, as I mentioned, Justin Jefferson's playing some great football. Adam Thielen, they're just too good offensively as far as the skill position players to not give some teams some trouble. So I think they'll play better than their record has looked to this point. But it's really this youth movement on defense that just hasn't caught on yet. And, you know, has, you know, that's why they're giving up so many points. It's been rough on that side of the ball.
Before I let you go, the Lions have climbed back to 3-3. Do we start to look over that fence and believe that they're starting to turn the corner a little bit?
I think they'll make a run. I mean, if you're going to complain about the Packers schedule, you have to do the same with the Lions. And I think everybody in the division, you know, they're going to play a similar schedule that's on the easier side. But the Lions are going to creep back into it, I think, because of their schedule, because they're going to just beat up on a Jacksonville team and, you know, stuck by the Falcons last week. So the Lions are equipped, again, offensively, when Stafford's playing solid football, and he has the last couple weeks, and you get a Kenny Golladay playing at a high level, you have the playmakers on that side of the ball to put points on the board. So I think that's huge. And their defense is coming around a little bit. They're not playing as much man coverage as they did. They've mixed it up a little bit. They're scheming things up. They're playing much better up front. So I think the Lions are moving in the right direction. I don't know that they're going to challenge the Packers or anything for the division, but I think the Lions are going to make a little bit of a run for a playoff spot here in the second half of the season.
So there you go, Steve Palazzolo. He is the senior analyst and the best guy to go to when you start talking about the possibility of statistically looking at how good the Green Bay Packers are. Great to talk to him. A little bit earlier today, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow. We're going to start wrapping things up when we come back. We got a good one tomorrow, but a couple of things I want to remind you of, a couple of things I want to update you on. And we'll give you tomorrow's topic as well so you can start thinking about this a little bit. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hopefully you're enjoying your day. Now, a couple of things we wanted to bring up. There is some news. Adam Schefter talking about this. The seating capacity at Raymond James Stadium down in Tampa, 65,618. And they could probably squeeze in more when you put in temporary seating for the Super Bowl. So they're estimating now that they will open up Florida and they will have fans for Super Bowl. It could be 13,000, it could be 15,000 or more, but that's it as of right now. On another note to the limited seating, you expect the Super Bowl. If Week 18 is added to this regular season, the off week would be eliminated and Super Bowl will stay on February 7th. So if they have to add a week because of COVID and such, then it's not going to move the Super Bowl. Then the Super Bowl just will have a week between the time the last game is played, the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game, and then the next week they'll go right into Super Bowl. But they are forging forward, and there will be fans now at Raymond James Stadium for Super Bowl. So I just gotten a note yesterday from a friend of mine who works with the NFL, and he had said, look, you know, it's going to be different, but they're doing everything they can to try to forge forward if indeed COVID testing and such allows. So I don't know what Radio Row is going to look like. I don't know what the game itself is going to look like. It'll be different. But we are, they're forging forward to try to get this thing done. So we've talked about it, that myself and Mike Clemens, we go every year, and we don't know what our coverage is going to be. We don't know if it's going to just be me and Mike sitting on the beach, or we're going to bring you players and former players and Zooms or what. We don't know. But we'll be there, as we've been doing this now for quite some time, and we'll do the best to bring you the best. And like I said, Mike should be there as well. And you know, our Super Bowl coverage, whatever it looks like, is brought to you by some really great people. And don't forget about our friends at Milwaukee Brewing, part of our group from Budweiser. They're great, and they've got a lot of good things downtown 9th Street in Milwaukee. Also, Lyle and the whole gang at J&L Tire were with us last year. They came on board, and they're just great people. And if you're looking for tires or brakes, or if you're out there driving a rig around and you need some trailer work, they do it better than anybody right out there in Johnson Creek, right off of the exit of 94. But they got two locations in the Watertown area as well. That's J&L Tire, J&L Tire. And they're great people. So you found out today that Alan Lazard's practicing. You got Christian Kirksey practicing. Still waiting on Bakhtiari. Still waiting on Aaron Jones. Have to wait and see. But the NFL also told the Packers you're good to go. No problems with COVID. Even though there is a player on the Texans that has tested positive. The other breaking news of the day regarding COVID, the Wisconsin Badgers have shut it down. Their head coach, Paul Christ, has tested positive, among others. There will not be a game this Saturday against Nebraska, and it will not be rescheduled. Coming up tomorrow, do the Vikings scare you at all? We'll talk about that. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. It's a Fantasy Football Thursday with Kate Majuk. Phil Mackey from Score North is going to be here tomorrow as well. And Pete Vutek, our college football insider, he's going to be here. So we got an action-packed show again tomorrow. Today was a good one, man. Today flew past. These are the kind of shows. These are great. Love these things. Love it. Good stuff. All right. Time for us to get out of here. Don't forget, if you're going to pay attention to the local station out of Milwaukee, Charles Woodson, coming up in about 15 minutes, go to radio.com and find 1250 AM, The Fan. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.